Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our online Bible study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to study your word, and I pray that you'd open our hearts and our minds, that we would receive and then act on what we read and hear today. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Today we're going to be dealing with fear. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. It really does give us strong assurance that when fear strikes, we can rest in God's power and protection. And thankfully, we don't have to face fear by ourselves. Listen to Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Now, we don't know who David was talking about here, but we know he was not afraid because he had a strong trust in God. His truth was grounded in the character of God. And under that kind of a protection, it's easy to see why he declared, "My God, in Him I will trust." That trust was a secure confidence in God. Likewise, trusting the Lord Jesus means we have a secure confidence in His salvation, a secure confidence in His love. And as Christians, we can trust Him to protect us. The point of our study tonight is God's our defender, and no matter what we face, we can trust Him. You know, fear takes many forms. It's one of the strongest motivators in our lives. We all have things we just as soon avoid, wouldn't we? For me, it's snakes, high places, spiders. I hate spiders. Some fears are good for us, though, in that they make us cautious. Do you know some people actually enjoy being afraid? That's one of the reasons horror movies are so popular. Whether it's a legitimate concern or a fear that nobody knows what it's all about, that fear is real to them. And if unchecked, it'll paralyze us, or it'll even lead us to act in strange and different fashion. But for those of us who obey the commands of the Lord, God makes some wonderful promises. Listen to Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness." So how can we keep God's instruction to fear not? Because God doesn't want us to be paralyzed by fear. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." He said in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, but not be afraid." Even the writer in the book of Hebrews said, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me." You see, as we grow in our faith and begin to really believe these promises, we can turn our worries over to the Lord and we can have peace. So let's look at some principles in our battle with fear, because we need to go to God with our fears. We can ask Him for strength and we can ask Him for peace. David, who the Bible says was a man after God's own heart, in Psalm 34:4 said, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears." The Apostle Paul, who was no stranger to fear, said in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." See, we have God's strength, and we have his peace. And Paul told his young son Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, God's Spirit empowers us to control our thinking, to do the right things for the right reasons, because our trust is based on his promises and his faithfulness. I think the greatest example is the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We should focus beyond our fear in this world to the positive future that God has for us, and even the comfort and the peace that God can give us now. His eternal promises, more than the temporary physical circumstances we have, we will increase our faith and decrease our fear when we trust in him. Paul directed our thinking towards the positive rather than on the negative. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think on those things. He also told us of the importance of being grateful. He said, rejoice in the Lord without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In our spiritual journey, we never can forget our reverence for him, our fear of the Lord, and our recognition and our dependence on him. You see, the proper perspective should lead us to appreciation, it should lead us to praise, and a deeper love for God. He loved us so much, he gave his son. And our relationship grows out of that foundation. We love him because he first loved us. John summed it up in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. He said, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. We can trust the hand of God even when we don't understand. God doesn't have to tell us how or when he's going to take care of us. He only assures us that he's going to take care of us. Paul told the church in Corinth, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward person perishes, our inward person is renewed day by day, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works far better and more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. You see, a consistent walk of trust is vital because fearful situations come upon us all the time and usually without warning. Last year, we began with so much hope and so much joy and positive thinking and expectations. Then, surprise, COVID shut the whole thing down. But you know what? Nothing that comes at us is a surprise to God. We simply need to trust him. Regardless of what we face, he's with us. And when we're afraid, we can trust in the power and the protection of God. We can go to God with our fears. We can seek more of his Holy Spirit. We can grow in faith in his ability to defeat anything that threatens us. We can find comfort and security in his loving care. When we trust the Lord, the fear that's all around us can be replaced with love and with rejoicing. I think David echoed the same trust, and we ought to also. He said in Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen? All right. Next week, we're going to be looking at embracing joy. Embracing joy. Boy, that's something we need nowadays, isn't it? Joy. But you know what? Hey, Sunday's coming. Hope we'll see you in church on Sunday. I know this, God is good all the time. See you in church.